And take a deep breath first. Hello, I'm on the air. This is Kathy Cook, Kathy Hill Cook, and we are bridging wisdom with hosts at BBS Radio, an amazing station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Thank you very much, computer. I love it. Anyway, I just want to say, a lot of you know me as Bright Light Staff. The reason it's plural is because everybody in this universe is a bright light. They're just searching for their path and their way. I do know that I wish so much upon my heart to be able to know how to unfold, how to get so centered and grounded. You know, 7 years ago, right at 3 days after my dad died in March, I met the Going Sin group, and I was devastated. By the middle of September or so, no, it was November, actually, around this time, I was told by Michael that my family was going to split, argue, and, you know, all this junk, and I got very upset in that awakening because of it being spoken out like that. My family had never, ever had any conflict in my life except for normal family stuff. And my girlfriends and I were all great. And it seemed that my body, my everything, was totally uprooted for some reason. Now, I'm going to tell what else. I mean, it's obvious that I love Michael with all my heart, but I will not be played anymore. I don't know the game. I don't know the understanding of what's going on. And I don't need to because it's not part of who I am. My job right now is to be as centered as I can and listen to my calling and my yearning. We have a precious gift here in life. It's really odd that this huge cedar tree behind my house, I mean, it is tall. It died. Michael saw it like here. It's totally brown. It's green now. And my weeping willow tree that I planted for my grandchildren was all twisted at the top. And it's now all untwisted. But the thing that got me today was me talking to someone in my family and going up into my photo book, which is now a beta, and sidelines on Facebook, which I don't rarely go on anymore, happened to take a photograph of who I was caring about, who's been. That's sad. Realize that whatever energy is contacting us in any way, shape, or form is what one will get back. Okay? Just remember that. And I believe that no matter how hard y'all try, no matter how deep you go into your own rabbit hole, because I'm not in a rabbit hole. I'm not Alice in Wonderland. I'm not a fur rabbit. I'm not Tar Baby, whatever. You know, gosh, whatever that daggum book was, it was such a famous, Ramus, I'm not even going to say it, but anyway, the Velveteen Rabbit is very special to me, and the color purple is my very ultimate favorite color of all colors. I had a dream, a vision of maybe almost a year ago. Michael and I used to talk with him 5 to 6 hours at a time. But now I've got the gist of what's been going on. Kind of like an in and out type thing. Maybe I was the Florence Nightingale for him to heal with his wife's death. Maybe I was loved so deeply by him that it nearly squeezed me to death. Or maybe it is what it is, because only God knows. But purple to me is purple mountains, majesty forever one. It's our America the Beautiful. But it's also the color that's around the cross at Easter time because it's safe. And Michael called me out of clear blue on Easter. He said, he's going to take my family seed. I said, honey, you are the seed that was left, you know. So a bunch of crap gets started. People want to play this witchcraft saga. Whales out swimming, and boats going into the woods, whatever, junk. I have been, as I told Michael, I must have been prepped for something, because I have been in and through every part of it. Well-rounded, I'm going to say I'm well-rounded. You know, I don't know any black magic. I don't have an anger problem. I don't have a mental problem. Except for when my heart broke. And when I called 911 because I saw what is going on right here and now at this timeline of 2012. I saw the pink writing in the sky and the word Zoriel or something like that. I can't remember the exact spelling. And I saw that this funky, I even screamed out, it was UFOs, but they weren't. You know, the grays and all that stuff. I was literally shaking. I was so awestruck of what my vision was seeing. And I saw the people seeing the, you know, watching me at the computer, TV, and everything. So if you want any information, but y'all have already undug every little stone and crevice of me. And I just want to say I'm honored. I'm quite honored. You know, I have nothing to hide. You know, Adam and Eve, I told you back in the day, I said, things are going to turn around a different way this time. I could feel it. I feel peace and tranquility and understanding. And I feel no shame at all on myself. You know, could you imagine being, Susan Sarandon was on a Craig or another at late night one night. And it was because I had thought of her that day. And I was very impressed, but I went back to my dryer and bent over to start neck, and she goes, boy, you can really see everything, can't you? You know, I was like, just laughing, just saying, how sad. People think that my body is so whatever. But then again, you got to remember who focuses on who or who jumps right in. Since I have detached myself from so many things, all I can say is God bless each and every one, because I will not ever be able put together how I know anything, which is beyond y'all's comprehension. I'm back. Skype must have dropped. I want to say that the oddest thing, and this is for public broadcast, my car keys and house keys and my remote to my things in the house disappeared for a month. And I looked, and so did Maddie, woo-woo, in the bag on the closet door, and there was no keys there. We were supposed to go to the beach on that Friday, and I wouldn't go until I found the keys. But then I got to feeling that, you know what, it is what it is. And as soon as I got to the beach, as I broadcast before, I couldn't even move. I couldn't. My whole body ached and hurt. It's like it's under torture attack sometimes, that with that fibromyalgia. But the other day, I was held like a hostage on the internet. My body hurts like a damn, I can't explain it. My knee would just all of a sudden be popped, you know, like a bam, and I can't walk. or I never know when the attack's going to happen with the energy fields of people. You know, anyway, I went on the internet to try to order food. And for 3 hours, I chased around trying to order food. And then when I finally got given up on that, because it says, see you tomorrow, and every restaurant I called said, you'll have to come in or we're not delivering. You know, isn't that odd? How many taps into whatever has everybody got? Because it's quite sad. I paid my dues for the brutal beating and rape. I did. And Michael gave me his badge where he is the New York security guard or correction officer for 28 years. And I want to just say that when I got home, I finally got my order to the grocery store for the next day to pick it up. But it had saga in there, and it had bunny, rabbit. It was just y'all, this fun game that y'all play. Whoever y'all are, whatever, was all in the Harris Teeter, which is where I was trying to order and didn't go to the grocery store. You know what? Harris Teeter is an amazing place, and I appreciate all that they did for me. It took me a whole day to get food, and I was down to nothing because I'm not allowed by certain people or the gang that controls this house. And you know what I mean. I don't need to discuss it any further. But when I got back from getting a little sandwich, I know I set my alarm, and I know I locked my door. And this is a copy for anyone that needs to know for the highest security of my life and my family. I got in my car, and the door's locks went up and down and up and down and up and down, okay? I thought, what? That's weird. And I just brushed it off. I come back to the house. I had my car in the driveway for several days. I pulled it in the garage. Do you know what? My house was unlocked and no alarm set. And the back door key that has a seashell on it for what Michael called the that he misses me and loves me, and he misses the yellow shell station, okay? Code there. The key in the back door is standing straight up and down, okay, with a seashell. What kind of game is it? It doesn't get me afraid. I am not afraid because you know what? If I was afraid, I was sent here, I don't know, when I was a little girl, that I was placed here on the earth to conquer fear. And fear is of the unknown. But fear is also the seeds of deception. So if I feed into fear, then that's going to call them off. Right? But if I balance myself, and I know good and dead I'm well, as much work that's been on my body since the hellacious attack for 7 years that I had endured, there's no reason for me to be afraid. So, it started out with a little Kleenex being put on my swing set, my swing on the front porch, with a booger. It's just so bizarre. I just want to say, grow up, people. Just grow the fuck up. And I can say fuck right now because, damn it, y'all need to grow up. You want to get involved. You know, all this white, pure white light. It's just like I posted on TNT the other day. How sad is white all by itself, but a blank, blank sheet. Right? You've got to have the negative. That's your depth of field. And the posting about the vortex, in, out, in and out, yes and no, you want in, you want out, you want in, you know, and the baby kid in the sink, and how the relationships with the horse and all, you know, all that stuff. It was very sad from that Abraham person. Because you know why it's sad to me? It's sad because the vortex is void. That's a spiral down into the darkest pit of eternity, the black hole. Now, isn't that something? So you want to be in the vortex, you go right ahead and jump right on in that spiral and go right on down into your hole. But then again, how deep is your rabbit hole, everybody always asks. I am not in a rabbit hole. This is just quite elementary. And I just want everybody to burn. And I will put on my mother voice, period. Right? But you can sit here and watch me and hear, listen to me, and whatever. I don't really care. Because I'm not in that shit. I'm not. I'm just not in it. I'm gonna be, I don't have to play a game. I'm not a competition. And I know who I am. And I would love to share it. But you know what? All these books that have been written, I highly suggest each one of you to check to see if it's in the Library Book of Congress. But then again, Francine Silverman's beautiful book is in the Library Book of Congress. And that opened up when I clicked on her webpage, because it seems that anybody I love or care for tends to, you know, be used against me for some reason as a game. It opened up to all these codes. And I was on Coast to Coast not too long ago, and I was listening to this most amazing man about angels. And for some reason, my computer was used for the code. I will start spilling it out. You know, I will start telling it like it is. If I am not respected in the nth degree, because I am so evolved beyond. And I am honored to be who I am, and I'm honored, and I take every bit of the negative and the attacks or whatever, and I turn it into positive. I don't expose it out of my body, you know, with the little sparkles getting it off of me. I keep it, and I regenerate it, and I transmute it into myself as a lesson, because if I didn't, and I post it out there like some kind of radiating glitter, then how I own that. I own what has been placed upon me. I have bought it. If it's love, if it's hate, if it's anger, it's rage, whatever a person puts towards me, that's my treasure. Why would I want to break it out of my body? Wouldn't I want to learn from it? Wouldn't I want to be a part of understanding its message to me and transfer it into whatever is needed for me to generate even higher? You know, the negative does not. That situation, though, I'm staying in 3D. You know, what I was teaching out there with the quantum jumping and leaping was the seven layers of heaven. You know, that's what it is. It's the seven layers to heaven. Y'all want to be in this 5D dimension. That's where you are facing your crap, everybody. I already been there, done that. That's done. I had a dream the other night. I dreamed that as soon as I woke up, it was really odd. I was flipping through a book, but I started at the beginning, and I ended up at Michael's picture. And it was like everybody in my life I've ever met and known. Remember that movie where the pyramids and the person opened some kind of book and they went from the back to the front? Remember that? Well, think about it. The computers, okay? The computer systems blog from the bottom up. You know, the computer system is the problem of this world. It's what has totally almost destroyed this world. It's good and it's bad, but it's got more nasty in it than it does good. I would highly suggest, if it were me, I would take and restrict the hell out of the computer. I would. I would restrict it to the nth degree, and only certain few can use certain things. Like y'all have done me, whoever you are. You know, I can't even search anything on the computer. I can't, you know, it's sad because I could give so much to this world in such a deeper meaning and way. But then again, the basics, you know, it's the basics. I've got my old dictionaries. I've got my old world book. I've got everything I need. I've got the most amazing family. And I had and still do have the most amazing friends. But then again, jump right in, Michael, anytime. Because you made me out to be some kind of monster. You made me out to be some kind of nut job. And you made me out to be all these things that I'm not. And that is when everybody was attacked. And I've been told several times that I talk to them like you talk to me. So be it noted, Michael, and gang and group and everybody. Michael is one of the most profound, gifted people I've ever met in my life. But as I told the police officer, Michael could heal the world or he could destroy the world. He's that gifted. Balance is of the utmost incentive of this world. No more games. We don't need any more games. You know, I don't even know why I get called to be on air. Everybody hears me right here. Anyway, so, you know, I think it's sad how my broadcasts have been changed so much into me being demonic and me worse than Satan, me doing this and that. So it's sad, but it's not necessary because the people that really know me, they know who I am and how I am. So that over with. Now let's get with the program. You ready? I want you to think of yourself as we're going to go into the center of yourself, okay? We're going to go into the center. I'm going to teach you how to go into the center of your being, all right? Think of yourself as standing up straight, you know, or sitting like ever, whatever you want to do. But think of isometrics, which is pushing and pulling, like as if it is the most profound workout you could do. But you go down in the baby soft spot, by the way. The crown chakra cannot be tapped into because it shuts off when, you know, that's a baby soft spot. And the third eye, that was slayed by David and Goliath the giant, you know, his third eye. Your throat and all those other things, those can be different. I don't know nothing really much about chakra stuff. I don't know much about candle stuff. I know what I have put to myself. About colors, what they mean to me, things in nature, what they mean to me, because I have to have that for me. I can share it with you guys. But if I do, what does purple mean to you? Or what does pink mean to you? You know, each person has got to find their own. There's some people out there that can teach this stuff of what things mean, but symbols are science, okay? Let's get that straight right now. We're going to get the science, the symbols out there. I highly respect science. However, look for the signs, okay? Look for the symbolic meaning of the signs, okay? Just like with the dandelion that they're playing around with. You know, that was Jennifer Hillman that used to be Breathe In Air. She used to talk so much about mind control. Mind control. And then she got on Don Nikoloff's show, Evident Footprints. He was a great friend of mine. I used to call there all the time. And he is the most amazing, gifted soul. He can do voiceover to music to the most analytical conversations I have ever. I was strong background. But then Jennifer went on his show. And things changed from there. But Jennifer and I shared a lot at one time. I love her to pieces. She had a coyote name, and we named it Dandy for dandelion. Coyotes are in the Native American culture, like the trickster, which is a good thing. But I've already walked through all that. And whatever I am afraid of, that energy is going to flow out there. And, of course, you all continuously. You know, Cosmic Observer of TNT, I called you several times to be on air with me tonight. And Lance, Fireside Chat, I was going to have you on in August. And it just once I told Don, it seems everything, you know, because I don't know. I love Don Newsom with all my heart. I don't know the game. But let me just give y'all a heads up. Anybody that calls me and puts in an urgent message, which only Michael used to do, still does. But when I get that urgent message from one other in the insidious game, please don't question my integrity anymore. And please don't patronize me. And please understand, I'm going to start with that purple computer. That if Michael had have asked for a computer for himself because his was dying, it would be a different story. But he asked for that purple computer to be at this house when he came to visit and to an office. And he rearranged my very best friend of my whole heart to be his ally, okay? Now, that purple computer, I am told by all my family that it is to stay here because it was bought to stay here. My family went without any Christmas gifts, baby gifts, anything, because all my money went to making Michael happy. I make $900 a month. $900 a month. And he wanted to come live here, scot-free, and I don't understand it. I don't care to understand it. I just know my heart broke trying to help him and get to him because I loved him. I did. But I still do, but I don't like a lot of things. Michael is amazing. In my dream, and he didn't like it too much because I don't know why, but it was in Arizona. And we were walking along holding hands just so happy. And the earth split half in two. And he went on one side. If you face east, he was on the left. I was on the right. I was in the wide open cliffs and everything. Beautiful red clay. Terracotta. Para. Cotta. Cotta. And Michael was on the side with all these deep woods. And we had to telepath to each other because we were, that's all we knew, you know, because we were that far apart. Ironically, Michael went into the woods and that's when all this started back in June. But I want to just say, I told Michael in the vision, an eagle would take me up to its nest, and the eagle took me by my, I held onto its claws, and it flew me over that big, deep, intense, all the way to the void. It split in the earth over to Michael, to the woods. Think of this. If I mailed that computer to Michael, against my family, and against the principalities of it, the principle of the situation, there's your eagle. Because what is the male system but an eagle? You got that? Y'all got that? Y'all got that? But I already went into the woods. I'm on the other side of it, you know. Whatever is the problem with each person. I know Michael with all my heart, and he's a wonderful man. And y'all need to give him some hope and love. And quit playing the Michael card on him. Because y'all's energy taps are nasty and skank. It's very nasty. And it's sad. It's very sad. You know. I can't believe it. I want y'all to hear something. Lance posted today, Fireside Chat. This is from Abraham Hicks. Material is copyrighted, okay? Listen to this. Oh, it's not going to play. Well, you'll just have to go to http://www.abraham-hicks.com, law of attraction source, /index.php. Because you know what? You talk about my relationship and, you know, the horse's mouth and all that crap. It's really amazing. First hack I ever had was my Windows 98 computer. And I've got a miniature hard drive. I used to have a little place that I used to post things called Secret Shadows Stories Told. And I also had a little group that I only had for myself. And it was called Our, O-U-R, Glass and Time. And the Abraham Lincoln or the Abraham whatever, the secret whatever, is in that hard drive, not counting several different people. So let's shh about that, okay? Everybody, I love you all with all my heart. And I'm not going to play anymore. This game's over. Don't take care.